Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show. Tonight we're doing it at 12:30 in the afternoon. It's usually at 6:30, sometimes later, but my schedule has not permitted me to do it at 6:30 today. But let me tell you a little about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. We're out for honesty and truth and honest discernment and honest thinking and critical thinking. We're not interested in media lies, media falsehoods, and political rhetoric. Second, I am a Christian, and I'm not about to change that position. One iota, I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture, the ancient creeds of the Church, Athenaeus, Nicene, and Apostles' Creed, as well as all the elements of the great Christian books of the past and present, such as C.S. Lewis, G.K. Chesterton, T.S. Eliot, and many, many others, including St. Augustine, to go back, Luther and Calvin. These are all the great thinkers of the world, and to not read them is to not be fully informed and to descend into a kind of intellectual and demographic and societal darkness, which is our present situation. Unless people start reading these books and reading them again, they start assigning them in schools, our children will be doomed to be in darkness. And darkness is a situation where totalitarian evil forces easily take control, when people are not knowing of things and ignorant, essentially. I'm also the author of 10 books, Christian and Legal, and I have 4 more in process. I have just published a book on the Psalms, 390 pages, and I do hope it will be of benefit to people. As John Donne said of the Psalms, that great English poet and thinker, the Psalms are the manna of the Church. They are the mind of Christ informing us. In addition, I'm preparing 2 books of my blogs, literary, theological, and political blogs, 2 books, more books coming out, plus I am in preparation of a book on the miracles of the Bible. These are partially completed and in process, and many of these blogs are the gospel saying, interpretations of the gospel sayings of Christ. And finally, I hope, very much hope, to prepare a detailed commentary on the book of the Job in the Bible, one of the great, great books of all world history and time. Not to read Job, not to read the Bible. As Mortimer Rudd said of the Bible is the foundation of Western thinking, and a world without the Bible is a world without thought, a world in ignorance and darkness. Now, I also run 2 radio shows, a podcast going, a blog talk radio show, and many of these shows are listened to by people from Muslim countries in China and all kinds of places, including Saudi Arabia, Bangladesh, and Europe, United Kingdom, and Ireland. So my written books for Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, which publishes my articles on the United States educational system on sex discrimination, and they have been bought by the State Department and the United States Supreme Court in one instance, and many others. I've been bought by hundreds and hundreds of universities across the world. Now, tonight I'm going to talk about something that is not really understood, in fact rejected by many people in our society, and that is the matter of the existence. First of all, many people reject the existence of evil. They claim it does not have an existence. They reject it. They find it in people's evil on genetic reasons, and it's all kinds of reasons, or their poverty, but the Christian faith is clear that evil has a reality. People choose it, for good or bad. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the existence and role of demons. Now, first of all, I want to tell you, one time I was taught a Bible class in a Presbyterian church in New York, and there was a discussion arose of St. Paul's reference to principalities and powers, and some people wanted to take a modernist interpretation of that to be a not what it says, but Jesus, but Paul was very specifically referring to demonic forces in the world. And I think we have to understand that evil and demons are a very real and present reality. They are not to be rejected. They have a reality. They're here. There are all kinds of evil going on. There are all kinds of people possessed with evil, whether Hitler or Stalin or Mao or Fidel or whoever they are. There are all kinds of people possessed by demons. The Riemanns are a reality. I want to talk about Riemanns. Now, Jesus is very frequently represented as casting out demons. There are many references to casting out demons in the New Testament, and to Jesus casting out demons. Some examples are Mark 1:21-26, where Jesus casts out demons from a possessed person in the synagogue and commands the demons to come out of the man. There are 13 references to Satan or to casting out demons in the Gospel of Mark. In Matthew 4:24, Jesus is said to heal people possessed by demons. And in Matthew 8:16, 28, and 31, and 33, Jesus is representing as casting out demons. In verse 16 of Matthew, we are told that people were brought to Jesus who were possessed with demons, and he cast those spirits out with a word. In verse 28, Matthew 8:28, Jesus casts out demons from two demoniacs and places them into swine. Verse 33 of Matthew 8, the herdsmen are said to have fled and have told everything about what happened to the demoniacs. In Matthew 10:32-34, Jesus casts out a demon from a dumb man. And in Matthew 10:8, Jesus tells his disciples to go and cast out demons. He tells them to do that. In Matthew 10:8, demons are mentioned in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, 6:10-12, and in Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, 13-15, and there are references to demons. So all kinds of instances in which Jesus deals with demons and deals with Satan and casts out demons, these evil forces from people. Now, a lot of people are going to say in this modern, so-called modern world with all the answers, they'll say that the events depicted in the New Testament concerning demons and Jesus casting out demons and people being possessed by demons are a product of a culture without science and medicine. Better put, the secularists say, well, as I say, these are instances of people afflicted with mental illness. However, the Bible is the Bible, and its statements are profound and deep and must be accepted. And the fact is the Bible and Jesus is quite clear in articulating and stating the existence of Satan, demons, and devils. Those persons who say this is nonsense, mythology, and the product of a primitive culture without science and medicine, they say they fail to understand that the Bible is telling us different things about the world. And these demons Jesus refers to as being cast out and his attack by the devil, these things the Bible is telling us correctly and absolutely truly, that there are evil forces in the world and that there are specific beings loosed on the world called Satan and his followers. It's quite obvious that there is a great deal of evil in the world, and this is the Bible provides an explanation for that evil and refers to it as demons and Satan. The demons referred to in the Gospels are very real and take over people's personalities, causing them to do evil. It's quite obvious that there are evil people in the world, and they are possessed by evil forces called demons. Those who reject demons reject the possibility of a world explanation and thoughts that move beyond materialism and secularism, which presently dominates our thinking. The Bible's reference to demons is real and actual. And in fact, if you look around, anybody who doesn't look around them and see these evil forces and demons, they reject the concept of evil and the explanation for it. And Jesus, we are told by the modern people that we must reject the existence of angels and demons and ultimately the God, the Son of God and the Trinity. And we are asked to reject by modernity anything beyond this material world. To reject demons and to reject the supernatural is to reject the potential and the explanation for what's going on in the world that is happening to us. When we confine ourselves to our immediate material world and think of nothing else to engage in our thinking, that leads us nowhere. To believe in materialism leads us to Karl Marx and the Russian Revolution and the slaughter of 5 million Kulaks and to Mao's killing of thousands and millions of Chinese people. And it leads us to the Armenian genocide by the Ottoman Turks. When we confront ourselves to the material world and think of nothing else to engage, we are in the limitation of thinking that leads us nowhere. The Bible talks about demons, and Jesus talks about demons because the Bible is correct, and the Son of God is always correct in stating the existence of demon and evil in the world. We have to accept if you use any mind and you take off your glasses and you take off your rose-colored glasses, you cannot fail to see demons and evil everywhere, every place, every time, all over the world. To believe in the biblical worldview, whether angels, demons, we are asked by the Bible to make a tremendously profound intellectual jump that secularism and materialism do not offer us. The Bible offers us an explanation for something that we can't even grasp or understand unless we understand what the Bible is talking about when it refers to evil and demons and Satan. When we limit ourselves to materialism and secularism, we don't grow. We don't grow as persons. We limit ourselves to spiritual death and destruction. Faith in the material world has no end and no end product and offers only death and destruction. This may be what many people see as true, but I don't think it's true, and that truth makes us all nothing. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk about demons. I think if we look around us, the biblical worldview and explanation of the existence of evil and demons and demonic forces, and that people, in fact, are possessed by evil and demons, is completely obvious in killing other people, in massacres and genocides. This is the reality of evil and demons that Jesus is referring to as casting out and people being possessed by them. It's the explanation that's the right explanation. It's the explanation when we make a jump from materialism and non-thinking to an attempt to explain what is going on in the world called evil, demons, and Satan. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and you can see this chapter on demons in my book, chapter 26, Angels and Demons, of my book, Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. I hope that in stating these realities, I'm not disturbing anybody or annoying them, but I think they're true. And there's something that everybody, if they've ever thought about things and taken off their glasses and stopped reading the New York Times and New York Post and started thinking, they would see the truth of what I am saying and what the Bible, in its relation of Jesus casting out demons and the existence of statement in demons, as true and valid. And the Bible provides us, in its biblical thinking, an explanation for the existence of demonic forces, which obviously anybody who's given any thought of it about the matter comes to conclude they are so. I hope you've enjoyed this talk. I will be talking again tomorrow about angels and their existence and role in the Christian thought system. I hope you've enjoyed this talk, and I suggest you read that chapter in my book, chapter 26, Angel and Demons, in my book on Essays in Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy. Thank you very much. Night.